Say, Lord Jesus, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, and my heart to perceive what you're saying to me. This afternoon I heard one word, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12. And it's kind of in the middle of a sentence, so I'm going to give you verse 11 first. But the focus will be on verse 12. Verse 11 says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, not yours. The purpose of his will. And the verse he told me was, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, or hope in the anointing, might be for the praise of his glory. So your existence is for the praise of his glory, not for what you think you and I could be satisfied with. So I said, Lord, I'm not quite getting it. So he told me to go to the chain index and look up glorifying God. So here's what you got. First of all, you get the duty of glorifying God by your praises. Psalms 22, verse 23. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. Does that include you?
Yes.
You got it. You're in. Glorifying God by good works. Matthew 5, verse 16. Glorifying God by good works. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. I love that one. Because you're not looking to get glorified for what you've done for yourself. He's not after you and I shining our own little star saying, I got it all. Glorifying God by the fruit bearing. John chapter 15, verse 8. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Now, I'm going to come back to this one after because of something that's been going on in my house now for about a week and a half. The next one is glorifying God by spiritual unity. And I thought that was real cool. You and I glorify God by the unity. Romans 15, 6. Romans 15, verse 6. So that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the harmony. The unity, the oneness will bring glory not to you, but to him. But Irene and I have had an ongoing little joke that's been going on for about 10 days now. She was having a bad day, and I said to her, you know what? I'm going to become the fruit inspector. She says, oh, please. I said, sweetheart, when the fruit are ripe on a tree, that's when they're juicy. She says, you're nuts. I said, but it's the truth. You don't make good brandy with fruit that are green. And I says, brandy that's got value is aged. So we're both aging, so we're qualifying. So she says, you're crazy. So the next morning I got up and we're both laughing, all right? I said, you know what? I said, you're one of the sweetest strawberries I know. So she starts to giggle. And she said, would you shut up? I'm sick of this fruit stuff. And every day, God has given me a couple of little things just to make her laugh and forget her problem for the day. So, you know, Sunday night, we went out and we did some shopping and we went out to dinner, which is a very rare situation. But we didn't have dessert because we were both full. So we got home.
Where'd you go?
Olive Garden. Okay? Does that qualify okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Huh?
Sometimes we need to know those things.
Sorry, you're checking me out. Okay. I had a gift certificate from a year ago, so it was time to use it. So anyway, we came home and she got herself into her PJs or whatever and get herself ready for bed. I said, by the way, I says, because we had done some more odds and ends. I said, are you ready for some dessert? She says, well, what have you got in mind?
Oh.
And so I made us each a sundae. Okay. Bottom level, vanilla ice cream with fudge, topped with whipped cream. I put two cherries on top because I told her we were the cherries. And then on top of that, I sprinkled some walnuts. So I walked into the bedroom. She says, again, another fruit. I said, yeah, but there's two fruits on this one. So this fruit bearing, now at least I can go home and tell her that there's a scripture for it. Because I keep teasing her that there's, you know, fruit inspectors in the spirit. Because we had this guy years ago that came to Grace Church. And I don't know if any of you remember, but he came in with a magnifying glass and he would have a sign that says fruit inspector. So he was looking for the Holy Ghost fruit in each of us. And as we had been laughing over this past week, over this silly little comment, and I mean, it wasn't me thinking of it. You know, I'd come out with something and I'd say, Irene, I can't think of this. This is definitely the Lord making both of us giggle. Because if you don't look in the mirror, you're safe when you get older. But if you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, come on, guys. Okay? You look in the mirror and you say, okay, where's that person come from? And so that's how this whole thing started. I said, listen, if we are going to be quality brandy down the road, quality wine, it has to be aged. So obviously I bought some grapes and came home with those. She says, you shouldn't have bought those, you should have bought raisins. So again, now we've been playing back and forth. What am I telling you? Have fun where you are. Have fun with what you have. Be yourselves. If you are aging, and most of us are, most of us. Some aren't. Some are on what?
So
park?
Close to the corner.
Huh? I'm going to go back in the corner.
We're so close to the corner.
But I got to tell you the truth, right? All teasing aside, the older you get, the more that you appreciate that other person.
Amen.
We have a harmony after 60 years. We've been together since 1956. And we've been talking about things that have gone over in many years. Our abilities are not what they were when we were kids. And when we were teenagers, you could do things that you can't do now. But you appreciate what you can do because if it wasn't for God, like I told her, neither one of us would be here. And she got a beautiful card for her birthday from her girlfriend up in Maine. And in the bottom of the card, she writes, "Say hi to anyone I know if there are any left." It's the truth. It is the absolute truth. If there are any left. Because she used to be a high school, she was actually a high school teacher to my son. She was a French teacher. And now she went to Boston and lived in Hingham for many years. But now she lives up in, oh Lord have mercy, way up on the coast. They have a beautiful home. Prospect Harbor is what it's called. And it's not far from Bar Harbor, Maine. They live on a cliff, believe it or not, right into the ocean. And it's a gorgeous place. They tell us it's wonderful when you go in the summer, but it's quite challenging in the winter. But all teasing aside, Irene and her have known each other since they were little girls. Irene lived on the first floor apartment, and her girlfriend lived on the second floor. And so we connect at least a couple times a year, if possible. But you know, the older we get, the more we appreciate those that are left. And yes, we are like aged fruit. We're not, you know, brand new anymore, but we are more precious.
Kinda am.
I think I'm just one here.
So be aware. Yes, that's right, Sammy. You put up there. So let's go over them just one more time.
Not even 18.
Glorifying God by praising Him, by good works, by fruit bearing, by spiritual unity. And it could go on and one more. Be entire consecration. By entire consecration. This one is the hardest one to swallow. 1 Corinthians 6:20. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. I told you it was hard to swallow. When you are getting older, your body isn't when it was like 20. But God is still expecting you to honor Him, because you were bought at an incredible price. So close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
as I dedicate
all of my being
for your glory,
I
promise to give you the praise,
to
do the works that you give me to do,
to
bear good fruit,
bringing spiritual unity
by the giving of myself,
especially my body,
for your glory.
In
Jesus' name we pray. Huh? I have to give you the scriptures again? Oh, it's a good thing I love you, girl. Which one did you missing? All of them. Psalms 22, verse 23. Matthew 5, 16. John 15, 8. Romans 15, 6. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. You're quite welcome. Take it to the bank, and God willing, we'll see you Sunday morning. I also want to make sure that you do know that we are going to gather on Christmas morning here, as the Lord leads, Christmas morning.
Same time, really?
Hang up your stockings the night before. Bring all the fruit you can.
I might be wearing my stockings.
Cold. Wait, are you I have two pairs of socks on, so.
For goodness.